Hello, today I'd like to present the preliminary results of our project focusing on the evolution of coccolithophores in the North Sea that we obtained through the analysis of the continuous plankton recorded time series, remote sensing and ferry box data. The focus of the project is to assess the impact that phytoplankton has on important processes such as the carbon cycle and productivity in coastal ecosystems of the North Sea. Therefore, we analyzed the continuous plankton recorded data, which is a long time series which assures a good geographical coverage of the North Sea and that has been unchanged in terms of sampling methodologies over time. The preliminary results of our data analysis showed an increase in coccolithophores, which are known to play an important role in the carbon cycle since they are major particulate inorganic carbon producers. That increase has been observed in all the areas of the North Sea, but especially in the northern parts. We also saw an increase in bloom duration and a shift in the bloom peak in the central and southern areas of the North Sea from June to July. This is interesting because coccolithophores are generally foreseen to decrease under current and future climate conditions, such as acidification and increased temperature, which are known to have a negative impact on coccolithophores. Those preliminary results lead to the central questions, such as what led to this increase in the North Sea, what impact will that increase have on the coastal carbon cycle and productivity, and what will happen in the future? To properly assess the impact of this increase, we need not only to know the bloom intensity, onset and duration, but also the spatial extents of the blooms, which can't be covered by traditional in-situ sampling. Hence, we decided to use satellite images. And specifically, we needed to develop an automated way to detect coccolithophore blooms. Hence, we looked at the bio-optical properties of coccolithophores, and preliminary results showed a clear difference in patterns when compared to other phytoplankton groups, suggesting a good detection through remote sensing. We also validated some satellite images with our continuous plankton recorder data, where intense blooms on the images corresponded to high abundances of the CPR data. Next summer, we plan to do some in-situ sampling in order to enhance our preliminary results regarding the bio-optical properties and then to increase the predictability of those blooms, but also to directly assess the impact of coccolithophores at local level. Regarding the identification of drivers that led to this increase over the last years, we plan to use the data of the autonomous ferry boxes, which are measuring variables such as temperature, PCO2 and salinity in an automated way in the North Sea, and geographically and temporally overlaps well with the CPR data. During our cruise next summer, we also planned to measure environmental variables directly in situ.